Welcome to the Rosetta Health podcast series. Today we're speaking with Buff Kolchagoff, CEO of Rosetta Health, about some major updates for hospitals when it comes to meaningful use stage 3 reporting requirements. And Buff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Matt?
Doing well, Buff. Thanks for joining us. And let's jump right in. So there's been some news from CMS for hospitals. What's happening out there?
Yeah, so the big sort of announcement that happened at the beginning of August was that meaningfully the requirements for certified EHR technologies for meaningful use 3 for hospitals would be pushed out a year. So instead of having the meaningful use 3 or the 2015 rule, as they call it, having to do that in 2018, they have to do it in 2019. So that's a, I know a lot of hospitals, we have clients who are hospitals and they were very concerned about that. They were rushing and there's a sort of a little bit of relief now that it's like, oh, now we've got another year to get that in shape.
Got it. So let's talk a little bit more about that delay, if you will, and what does the delay in MU3 actually mean for hospitals?
Yeah. So, I mean, you could have this natural reaction to say, oh, okay, it's the same as it was last year. Relief, we don't have to do anything. But, you know, one of the big changes in Meaningful Use 3 are some of the new requirements about information exchange, trying to get the vendors to talk to each other and move medical records around. And those are amped up in Meaningful Use 3. But there's other things like alternative payment methods and the MIPS program and other stuff where the exchange requirements are still there. So it's not slowing down. If anything, there's the natural marketplace and other things that are demanding more data exchange from hospitals. So, I mean, it really behooves hospitals to look at this not as just a regulatory requirement, but how do we look at this and make sure that we're going to be able to deal with our health information exchange requirements going forward.
Got it. And that plays perfectly into our next question here. So how can hospitals deal with this uncertainty and can they future-proof themselves?
Yeah. We've seen a lot of hospitals that it's sort of, you know, when a rule or a regulation comes up, then it's, you know, everybody has this stress and you rush and you try and do it and then you've met the regulation and you calm down, you kind of wait for a while and then you wait for the next. I think you can look historically and say there's going to be more and more need for information exchange. It's going to be in new ways. It's going to be enabled more. Patients should have more access to their records. So how do we do that? Well, some hospitals are kind of saying it's hard to get lots of vendors together on the same page. So let's go to a one vendor environment and just, you know, demand that the vendor takes care of that. And that's a viable strategy. But every time you bring in a new, you're now restricting yourself to one vendor. Also, it's kind of like the stock market. You know, what do you do with uncertainty in the stock market? You diversify. So relying on any one vendor, even a big vendor, is risky because you may not get the features that you want out of there. And quite frankly, the EHR vendors are not focused on information exchange. You can just look in the headlines. They're being beat up by that, by different people. So, you know, the question is, you know, can you come up with some sort of strategy and can you put things in place that allow you to have information exchange, know what's going on, consider that, you know, a strategic need that hospitals need to be able to exchange electronic health records. And then you're not at the whims of any particular vendor or any particular regulation. I mean, that's what I would do.
That's interesting, Buff. So tell us about how Rosetta Health addresses this.
Yeah. So we focus on moving health information records. So we've got capabilities that the EHRs don't have because that's our focus. So we're all cloud-based. And so we get both, we can do this a lot more cheaply and a lot more flexibly. than the EHRs can. And also our focus is different, right? We're really looking at making the win for the customer and information exchange rather than supporting a particular, you know, cert technology. So we work with all the vendors. And what that does is it's kind of like a mutual fund or an index fund in the stock market, where there might be volatility in any one of those. Because we work with everybody and we can talk with everybody, you know that you're going to be able to move those health information records. So there really is good solutions, especially for environments where you may have many different, you know, the ambulatory side has, or the outpatient side has one EHR technology and the inpatient has another. We make that just work seamlessly and you don't have to worry about it.
That's great. You know, what a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard another Rosetta Health podcast interview with Buff Kolchagoff, CEO of Rosetta Health. And he was kind enough to share some candid insights when it comes to some major updates for hospitals when it comes to meaningful use stage 3. And Buff, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Matt.